Recently, we brought you the story of two graduates of the University of Arkansas's Creative Writing and Translation Graduate Program, who have both broken into the world of television screenwriting. Today, we have a story about another writer who has won a contest in the Pacific Northwest. Ozarks at Large's Katie Hendrickson has the details.
Though This Stranger is an alt-weekly based in Seattle, the winner of this year's AMP Short Story Contest happens to live in Fayetteville, Arkansas. John Engelhard, a third-year MFA candidate in fiction at the University of Arkansas, won $500 plus publication of his short story, Gingrich, in the Winter Arts Quarterly Edition of the esteemed Alternative paper. Parameters of the contest ask only that the story be 1,200 words or under and be set in Seattle. It was judged blindly this year by Rebecca Brown and Sherman Alexi. Now, Engelhard does have Seattle ties. He grew up in Tacoma and has an undergraduate degree in creative writing from Seattle University. Engelhard recently stopped by the KUAF studio to discuss the short story with me. The story, it opens with a safe word, and I was curious if that's what sparked the idea for writing the story, and then it kind of all fell into place after that, or what was the first idea in your story?
Yeah, you're exactly right. I wrote that first sentence down, one day Travis and Victoria decide that their safe word in bed should be Gingrich, I kind of looked at that sentence and just thought it was really loaded and, was kind of eager to explore, but I had no idea kind of where it was going to go. I just kind of went with it.
Let's talk about endings.
Mm-hmm.
I've always found endings particularly hard. How about you?
Yes. It's way easier to start a story.
Right. So, and this is a really short one. So, and I don't want to like ruin the ending. I don't want you to really talk about it because then we want people to go online and read the story. But how did you know the ending that you came up with was the ending? When did you know that you were happy with it and that's how the story was going to finish?
And this is not typical of most of my stories. I do kind of have an ending. Well, usually I have an ending in mind, even towards the beginning, because that helps me, like that propels me through the work. I'm eager to get somewhere. So I kind of had it in mind, but it's gone through a few revisions since then. And really what I was trying to get at in the end, trying to give it away, I'll be abstract, but I was trying to get at, how this safe word plays out being a kind of microcosm for how relationships work. And I think that the kind of end sentiment, at least I hope, points to that.
What in your mind makes for a good ending?
Wow. Let's see. I guess, this is a lot of things, we talk about in workshop and stuff too, is that a good ending kind of, there's some resolution, but it doesn't wrap everything up in a neat moralizing package or anything like that. So it also kind of, it resolves some of the conflict or some of the tension, but also kind of opens up to reflection, I guess. Yeah.
And as a storyteller, I'm curious, when did you decide, like, when was the first moment when you're like, I want to be a storyteller? And when did that happen? And what was the occasion?
Well, it happened when I was in high school, quite a while ago. And I started out writing lyrics for a band I was in at the time, and of course they were terrible. Being high school, band lyrics. But when I started writing stories, this thing happened where you'd finish them, and then you could see how much further they had to go, like how much work needed to be put into it to make it better. And I think that's what's really propelled me through, I don't know, since then, to keep writing, I guess.
Engelhard's short story, Gingrich, is published today in the Winter ANP edition of The Stranger. It's available in print and also online for those of us who are far away from Seattle. That would be at thestranger.com. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Katie Hendrickson.